Feels so good to be here. There's so much love in the room. There's so much love. It can be easy to forget what brought me here to this place, to this path. When I was 11 years old, I learned how to hate myself. That sounds like a heavy statement, right? It is. It is heavy. When I looked in the mirror, I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like my nose. Looks like my grandfather's nose. Looks like his Comanche heritage. I didn't like my puffy eyes either. I used to put ice on them, thinking that would help them go down. But most of all, I hated my afro. Mostly because it reminded me of my father and the fact that he wasn't in my life. Because he was really struggling with alcoholism and to the point where it wasn't safe to be around him. These negative feelings about myself drove me to a lot of endangering of my body. Daredevil things. So many times I tempted harm. All through my young adult life, I would do things for the thrill of tempting death. The pinnacle maybe being climbing the Brooklyn Bridge with my friends. And when we got to the top, I couldn't believe what a foolish thing we had done. So easily we could fall to our death. Something happened, though, that summer that I climbed the Brooklyn Bridge. I started to feel like life is a blessing. I was supported by Bob Marley and reggae music and positive hip-hop from the time, Public Enemy and Tribe Called Quest and KRS-One. I was getting positive reinforcement from black role models that I hadn't had earlier in music. And when I would ride the subway, I started to look at people and then close my eyes and imagine them happy beyond their wildest dreams, one after the other. Young and old, every different culture. I had no idea that I was giving metta. I didn't know what metta was. All I knew was it felt good to see people in their happiest state. A lot of them had frowns on their faces, rushing to work, overworked, without work, all the various challenges we have as human beings in the city and on the earth. But that feeling of sharing in their joy was really powerful, and I wondered if they could feel it. Could they feel themselves smiling, prancing around on a hillside in the sunshine the way I saw them? Did they know that someone was secretly wishing them joy? Occasionally, I'd see someone crack a smile spontaneously. Might have been because I had a big old grin on my face. And they were trying not to acknowledge it. They're just kind of smiling in synchronicity with it. I just knew that it felt good to do that. And I did it every single time I rode the subway. Years later, a decade later, I discovered metta. And I really love the origin story that Jung told yesterday. It was a rainy night, the rainy season. Students of the Buddha were instructed to practice in this forest. There were many of them. Perhaps the forest felt like it was being invaded, all these humans coming to gather and practice there. Perhaps that tigers felt their territory infringed upon. Perhaps the rain and the cold and the growling tigers inspired the students to feel anxious. Whatever it was, anxiety and fear arose. A sense of not belonging, a sense of being surrounded by hostility, an off balance, a feeling of not being welcome, to the point where they had to turn back and go bother the Buddha, Siddhartha, and Yasodhara. I like to think of them as the collective Buddha, his wife, Yasodhara. And they asked if they could leave the forest, because it was impossible to practice there. Too many angry fairies, creating foul smells and dangerous sounds, thunder and crashing and tiger growls. And what was offered to them was in line with what the Buddha felt was the greatest gift to give another human being, the gift of fearlessness. It's a fearlessness that isn't reckless, like the fearlessness that I had in contemplating climbing the Brooklyn Bridge. That was like a kind of an unhealthy managing of fear, perhaps. It's the fearlessness that comes from the goodness in our hearts. The pervading goodness, luminous. Scientists have even started to study the luminosity in the body. There is light inside the body. It exists. It's not just a concept that sounds beautiful. The instruction so beautiful. Radiate the goodness of your heart. Let it shine within, filling the body to capacity. Now, turn outwardly, and from your heart, radiate the goodness, benevolence, outwardly, shining upon all beings without exception. Whoa. And so they went back and they practiced this. They radiated the goodness internally. Their goodness filling the body with luminance to capacity. Until it naturally spilled out, shining like suns, like stars, upon all living beings throughout the universe. What an image. Expelling fear. Expelling anxiety. Expelling those feelings of not belonging. The hyper-individualization that we feel when we feel off balance, when we lose our connection to nature. And the forests welcome them. In some renditions of this story, the animals gathered. The tigers purred and snuggled up against them. The fairies rejoiced, the tree spirits and the stone spirits and river nymphs all joined in this festival of lights, this radiance. Metta is an empowerment. It empowers us to seek the goodness in our hearts. There's goodness here. There is goodness here, right now. It's not an aspiration. It's not something we have to even work really hard at cultivating because we are born with it. It's evident in the ways that babies come into the world in equanimity, meeting everything with a warm and friendly curiosity, placing things that we wouldn't even imagine in their mouths without bias. Don't matter if it stink, they will put it in the mouth to taste it, to know it. An insatiable appetite for knowing. Fearless. They're not afraid of glass. They're not afraid of poisonous bugs or insects, snakes. No fear. Equanimous. What inspiration for our practice. I'd like to share this practice of radiance and add a little finesse to it. Because shining our benevolence to ourselves can be complicated. Sometimes we don't feel like we deserve it. We don't feel worthy of self-love somehow. Sometimes we still suffer from those feelings that we had as an adolescent when it was hard to accept ourselves, and that non-selfish acceptance often accumulated, became more complex and complicated. But it's easy to give that radiant love, that bold fearlessness, that benevolence, that friendly, loving friendliness, that welcoming to our baby self. That infant that was full of innocence and wonder and laughter and curiosity and mischief. That cute little baby self. That baby self deserves this radiant benevolence shining upon it. So picturing that baby self, cute as can be, shining from the heart, bathing that little baby in the golden light from the heart. Maybe placing that baby in a little baby carrying backpack resting on our chest. Enveloping that cute little baby self with golden light. And now, letting that light spill out in all directions, above and below, everywhere, shining on all the universe, all living things, the seen and the unseen. Now aging ourselves, anywhere from 6 to 9 years old, a little more awareness of the world around us. Now maybe placing a hand on, two hands on the shoulders, lining up with that baby self, or that younger self, maybe. Maybe we come up to our waist. Radiating golden light. That light shining from our hearts, so bright, golden. Enveloping that young child self, and spilling out to all beings in every direction. From our immediate surroundings to infinite, shining. aging into adolescence. I can whisper into my adolescent self, your afro looks cool, looks great on you. Radiating light. Basking, bathing that adolescent self in this golden, bright light from the heart. And outwardly, in every direction, above and below, four directions, everywhere. This benevolence meeting all living beings, shining on them. Now coming into our current body, knowing that all those versions exist within our heart psyche, in our memory. Maybe placing a hand or two on the heart, igniting that heart center with the energy from our hands. Feeling that warmth. Even if we don't place our hands on our heart, when we bring our awareness there, we can perhaps sense a little warmth there. Radiating golden light, filling our bodies to capacity. Shining inwardly. Until the light spills outwardly, increasing in volume, brighter. Shining on our immediate surroundings and infinitely outward to the universe. We have goodness in our hearts. From the suttas. So above, below, around, and everywhere, to all, as to oneself, abide pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. Enjoy your meal.